This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. One day, on a steeply sloping grass shelf on the Shant Isles in the Hebrides, 200 or 300 feet above the surface of the Minch, the wide sleeve of sea between the mainland of Scotland and the Outer Isles, I was sitting with Emily Scragg, a young ornithologist who was spending her summer tracking guillemots and razorbills on their fishing trips out from the islands. The sea below us was alight with mid-morning, mid-summer sunshine, as if polished by it, and we were in shirt sleeves, watching the guillemots on the cliff, dark, handsome birds, gathered and jostling there in their thousands. Emily had been putting a GPS tag on one of them, meticulously taped to the feathers on its back, hoping to track it as it foraged in the sea lochs of Lewis and Harris. She had done her work, and the bird was back on the rock shelf from which she had picked it 10 minutes before. She now had to wait 24 hours, and the guillemot's data would return. As we sat there, watching the big roughened crozier arms of the tide swirling a mile or more out from the headlands below us, a black-backed gull arrived, cruising, easy, sliding low and slow over the guillemot colony, looking for what it might find. And as its shadow crossed them, the guillemots in a sudden scare flight broke away from the cliff, hundreds of them in one dropping, momentous movement, sheering away and down towards the sea. From above...